the WQVL repeater.
Antenna, there's not much you can do. I'm just stopping for my morning coffee. I'll be back on in 5 or 10 minutes. If I don't get back to you, you have a good day. KD2 Gaming shall be clear for now.
All right, Charlie. Stop for coffee. WB2 CS.
Hi, Rich. And, is that Andy in there also?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Andy. Andy, but try, I was listening and I know you're having a problem there. What's the problem?
Andy's back.
morning, gentlemen. I should be a lot clearer now. And, Rich, I enjoyed yesterday at the Hamfest. Thank you very much. Chatted with some people, walked around, saw some interesting stuff, and some interesting people.
You could definitely say that any Hamfest will have some interesting people there. But I thought the selection of stuff was good. Again, we don't have the vendor selling new product down there. Gene was going to try to come down, but he's still recovering from surgery. But other than that, I thought there was really some good stuff and interesting stuff. That guy with the antique radios, some of that equipment was really, really good. And just generally pretty good. I think one or two guys maybe really had junk. But yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a good turnout and, again, like I said, a good selection. And I'm not sure what you're doing in the car. Yes, you are, Clara. At very least, if you're not with a mag mount, then put a mag mount on the car and just get the cable to connect it. Or even a window mount, you can get something that clips onto the window. At least gives you a little bit of height and it gets it outside of the car. Steve?
Oh, come on, I'll drill a hole for him.
Well, I have a mag mount. It's not on top of the car. It's inside the car. I just got a new car, and I want to get a roof rack bracket that tilts, and a cable, a smaller cable that goes through one of the moldings. I really don't want to drill a hole, and I understand that mounting it gluing to the window is not quite as good. So I have to get a new antenna, roof rack mount, etc. That'll put the roof in back.
Yeah, this case can be. The roof mount is good, particularly the electric one where it goes up and down, but it may limit your use of the roof mat, so you have to be aware of that. It does clip onto it, and you do have to be careful if you put anything else up there. But that's a reasonable alternative. And the other thing is, like Steve will tell you, if this is the car, if you bought the car rather than leasing it, an appropriate hole is watertight, it's sealed, and if you ever sell the car, there's a perfectly matched plug that goes in there and nobody would ever know. There are alternatives if you really want to get the best communication, but, do what you're most comfortable with. Steve?
Yeah, my cars get about a two-week reprieve. I usually can't get to them for a week or two until after I buy them.
Able to be collapsible. But what I saw with Dave Aiken, the motorized one, which I thought was the best, but then you need two wires, so I'm going to avoid that. I don't mind getting out of the car and tilting it down when I go into a garage. Just have to remember, I gave my antenna a good Mac one time by mistake.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the tilt down works, but I assume with some of the systems, the DC current can be transferred right along the coaxial cable. And it just requires a unit inside the car. I'm not sure how they work, whether it's two wires or four wires. Steve?
Something I'm not familiar with at all. But, I don't know. Did you buy a car or that's right, you bought like a RAV4 or something like that, right?
CRV, and actually I leased this one, only because of the financial situation. I didn't want to put $10,000, $12,000 or $14,000 down, but it's going to be the last time I ever lease, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. You can buy, you catch a lease at the right time, and I don't know. I mean, we kind of got, I don't want to say sucked into it. We've just been doing it for so long, since 2000, and we had one or two other leases before that, but steadily since 2000. And you can buy, for your purposes, you can lease a car really inexpensively. So now you don't have any maintenance concern, but yeah, you're not going to punch a hole in that roof. I understand that. So I'm not sure. I mean, different people have different views on it, but if you can lease a car, a decent car, It just seems sometimes, as much as I don't like it, it still comes out less money than buying a car and servicing it. Steve?
Yeah, it all depends on how much you drive a year, too. I mean, the amount that I drove, the lease would be so high, it wouldn't, you know, it just doesn't make a financial dent. You might as well buy it.
I prefer to buy. I usually get a contract, and the contracts always work to our favor. But the cars aren't made like they used to. Not like a 69 Camaro or a Chevelle or anything like that. There's so much junk under the hood of these cars, it's ridiculous. Always something to break.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why sometimes you don't want to get into a fourth or a fifth or a sixth deal with a car where something goes and the cost of repairing it is really, really expensive. But, I don't know. I assume you have two cars. One is your family car and one is your travel car, your work car. And I know that when you catch the dealers when they need to move the cars, I know you went over to Huntington Honda. And someone else I know who also went to AJ said things must have changed. Honda's rebate programs or whatever must have changed because he was always the least expensive on those cars. And if there's nothing that he could do, then, it's the dealership or something. But in the meantime, at one point my daughter leased an Accord, middle of the line, for $179 a month. And her CRV, she got at $220 or $230 a month. We're going back a year or so. But I'm just saying that you catch it at the right time. So on a 3-year lease, you're talking, $6,000. That's less than the amortization that you lose in the car in the first 3 years. So it's an interesting conundrum, but, for your point, just avoiding any maintenance on the cars is significant, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Let's see. Police pulled over on the left with a flatbed. Tractor trailer halfway through the intersection, and nobody's moving.
Sounds like you live on Long Island. Not something you can avoid around here. I took a picture of the News 12 when they did the traffic and weather, and it shows Manhattan and Queens. I'm going to send that to a guy I went to freshman year of college. He lives in farming territory out in Indiana. I cannot believe what we have to go through and how we live around here. Very interesting.
Yeah, but it is very much the same in other areas. And I always tell a story about a friend of mine whose daughter moved to Atlanta either the late 70s or early 80s. And he'd go down and say, oh, it's so great. No traffic problems, so on and so forth. But every year that he went down there, it was getting worse and worse and worse. And now downtown Atlanta, or traveling in and around the area, is as bad as anything up here. And of course, the Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State. Anyway, I'm going to sign. I've got to get some emails out and take care of stuff. So we'll catch you later. Both of you have good, safe drives and short drives, if possible. WB2ZSE and the group KTKMB, I'll be on the side.
Later, Rich. Anyway, Andy, what you up to?
Well, oh, I see why. Now we got traffic on 347 going through Smithtown. There's a lot of flashing lights up ahead. Looks like there's an accident. Hoping I'm not directing traffic. Well, doing us a talking today. Well, you just reminded me, I have to get that, bring that card out for NY2H. I have to get that thing updated. Getting to bring that out here. I think they're redirecting traffic. Oh, great. It's going to take me forever.
What was that about living on Long Island?
You're getting me back. Yeah, that's right. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, this is where I am is Jericho Turnpike in Brush Hollow, where that was.
I live 1 minute from there, off Antioch Rock Road. Stop by, bring your bathing suit, jump in the hot tub.
I usually sneak around the back ways there, or I used to. Now I found a better way. But where I go to is about 2 minutes from where you are, I guess.
You know what? I better put my phone on GPS, see if I can get around this without missing the stupid time clock.
Okay, I'll let you go. I'm going to just sit here. I'm about 3 minutes from my destination. As a matter of fact, I'm going down Canyon Hard Rock Road.
Make a left.
Yeah, but where? Yeah, I'm just going by the DPW garage right now. See you later. WB2ZSC.
I gotta figure this route out. KD2ES1. Have a good day.
KD2KNH. Just wander around aimlessly. Eventually you'll get there.
Works for me.
That doesn't help.
Yes, I know. You should get your time clock put on your phone like me.
I need an alternate route. Help me out.
I don't have a clue. I'll recommend Waze. All right, now I've got a traffic jam. Some big trucks trying to back in right in front of me, and the road's all stopped up.
Yep, what goes around comes around. I think they are letting us through here. You're very, very tight hourglass.
Well, Monday morning. At least it's not snowing. Temperature's perfect. Can't complain.
With the snow. I like snow.
This time of year, the only snow and ice I like is on a Slurpee or an Italian ice.
The smoke is right here. Oh, a male and a female cop. Two of them. Not actually all the same person. But they're, looks like they're having coffee in the middle of the street over here. Just standing there having a chat.
Well, I won't make any comments.
A couple boxes of Dunkin' Donuts on the hood. A couple cars on the side of the road. Somebody must have smacked into somebody else and they pulled off to the side. But how come they're not taking a report? They're standing there having coffee.
Well, maybe they're done and they're waiting for tow trucks. You know, then they just stand around.
You don't use Facebook, do you?
Andy, I didn't get that.
Do you use Facebook?
Very, very rarely. As a matter of fact, I don't call my computer very often. I have 87,000 unread emails.
I just put innocuous stuff on there. Very simple stuff. I actually took the pictures that I took yesterday. I posted. I was plugging Aries. And, I got one response from a gal from high school. This direction, there we go. That I told them about, you know, using for emergency communication. And clear out of the blue, this girl came back from high school. She said, "Yeah, Andy, what are you trying to say? You're scaring me."
Well, we have all personality types everywhere. It's either your thing or it's not, I guess.
I told the Rundy, I said, "You're reading into this too much. This from the communications." And I said, "Well, come to think of it, what happened during Storm Sandy? What happens? The grid goes down. Coronal mass ejection. And if the trunk lines go down from the police and the fire department." Just speculating, of course. I think she got nervous.
KD2KNH. Yeah, when you really think of it, if there really is a major event, you know, everything is going to run out anyway. Electric, food, fuel, and he might have communications. You know, it's good to have, but with everybody overwhelmed, who's really going to get to you? So, I'm not going to worry about it.
Wait a minute, that's a problem. If we had no more fuel, how are we going to get to Briarcliff College to look at all that junk?
Well, I guess we'd have to go back to horse and wagon and Flintstone technology. But on that note, you have a good day. KD2KNH clear, 73, at my office.
All right, Charlie, have a good day. I'm around the corner from mine. KD2 is with me.
Tonight at 8:30, W2VL repeater system.